As we continue our Super Bowl 52 coverage, Scott Seidenberg here on Overtime, NBC Sports Radio, and NBCSportsRadio.com. Let's head out to Minneapolis, where we welcome in Christopher Price, covering the Patriots for BostonSportsJournal.com, joining me here. And first question, Chris, how are the Patriots handling the chaos of Super Bowl week? I would imagine it's relatively simple, given the fact that they were just here last year.
Yeah, this is a team that's gone through this before. When you look at this roster up and down, there's been some turnover. When you compare this group to, you know, the one from last year as well as the one from Super Bowl 49, but the basic core of the team has been there before, and they're acting like it too. When it comes to the hoopla, the circus, the pregame, all of that, they've been through this. They understand the procedure. They understand that things are a little bit different this time around as opposed to a regular season game, and I think they're treating it accordingly.
What's the biggest advantage for them, having been here recently, having this is their third and fourth years, they've been here so many times? Is it the preparation? Is it the schedule from last week? What's the biggest advantage that they have because of their familiarity?
The biggest advantage they have is when you look at the actual game itself. When you're playing in a Super Bowl game inside the actual venue, it's a different feeling. It's the crowd is a little bit tougher to discern. They kind of get into it at times when you would expect them to get into it. There's also the extended halftime. There are longer commercial breaks. There are things that you have to deal with when it comes to the game itself that are going to be surprising, that are going to be a little bit jarring for a team that hasn't been there before. But when you look at this Patriots team, again, this group has gone through this process. That's not to say that, you know, Philadelphia hasn't, you know, they don't have guys on their roster that haven't been through this before. I mean, last year, LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long, mm-hmm. two former Patriots, were on the New England roster. Now they're with Philadelphia, so they know a little bit about it. There's a handful of guys in that roster as well who've been through that process before. But when you look at the actual game, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you could talk about the hype and, you know, the build up and all of that over the course of the week, trying to keep things as normal as possible. But I think the biggest change really that they're going to face is the actual game itself and how different it is than a regular season game.
What's been the largest topic of conversation this week when all the media is asking the players questions?
I think for me, really, from a New England perspective, it's how you want to diagnose and defend those RPOs that Philadelphia can run. Mm-hmm. From a pure X's and O's standpoint, the Patriots really haven't faced a whole lot of that last year, and I think the Eagles have done a really good job down the stretch and into the postseason with Nick Foles under center running those run-pass options. So I think that's one of the things that is being talked about this week. The other thing, too, is, you know, the chance for the Patriots to win a sixth Super Bowl with, you know, the Brady-Belichick combination, to continue to gain separation from some of the other coach-quarterback combinations out there. So those are just a couple of the things that are being talked about. But, you know, there's no shortage of storylines, of course. You know, you have the Eagles playing up their role as underdogs. You have the Patriots going for a sixth. You have all of these, you know, pure X's and O's, you know, things. So there's a lot being talked about, but at least from my perspective, those are the two things that have really stood out so far.
Has Rob Gronkowski spoken to the media yet?
Not yet. No, not officially. He spoke with the media for a few moments after his appearance at the Madden one-on-one contest with LeGarrette Blount the other night. He said he hopes to play on Sunday. And really, right now, everything is trending in that direction. There's a growing sense of optimism around his availability for Sunday. This is a guy, obviously, who is such a huge part of what the Patriots want to get done offensively. But, yeah, really, at this point, there is every reason to think that he is going to play and he's going to be able to be effective come Sunday against the Eagles.
Of course he's going to play. Talking to Christopher Price from BostonSportsJournal.com. Scott Seidenberg here, Overtime on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. I want to ask you a two-part question and give me your best answer for these questions. Part one, if the Patriots do this, they will win on Sunday.
If they're able to throw a monkey wrench into Philadelphia's RPOs. Again, this is something that the Patriots haven't seen a whole lot of before. They have to figure out a way to diagnose and defend that setup. If they're able to do that, that's going to go a long way toward them being able to slow down the Philadelphia offense and put another win together.
And if the Patriots, I guess you kind of similarly answered it, if the Patriots avoid this, they will win on Sunday.
If they avoid, how can I dance around the idea of Philadelphia getting pressure? Philadelphia, if they can't find a way to block up that Philadelphia front four, if Philadelphia is able to get steady and consistent pressure on Brady, I think they have the ability to make things dicey. Now, there's some questions that pop up when you talk about the Philly, you know, the secondary, the back end of that defense. But, you know, when you look at that Philadelphia front four, they're as tenacious as anyone in the league, and I think they have the capability to make things a little bit difficult at times for New England and for Tom Brady in particular. So I don't know if I directly answered that question, but kind of in a roundabout way. I hope was able to give you a little bit of insight on that one.
Good enough. The Eagles are apparently going to be visited by Brett Favre for their pep talk prior to the game this weekend. The Patriots are bringing anybody in?
No, not at this point, and at least not as far as we know. However, it's important to remember that the last time New England met Philadelphia in the Super Bowl, back in Super Bowl 39, There's a great videotape that exists out there. I think it's on the Patriots commemorative DVD. You can try and find it. But one of the ways that Bill Belichick got his team fired up was to read them the parade itinerary set up in Philadelphia for the following Tuesday if the Eagles were to win the Super Bowl. And so, you know, little things like that, I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick is able to find some sort of motivational nugget to try and spur his team along in some sort of similar vet.
I've absolutely seen that video. That's priceless from Bill Belichick. You know, Tom Brady, this week, of course, in the news, they had the situation with WEI, and then today answering questions saying, you know, why is everybody always asking about my retirement? Do you think he's getting bothered by the fact that people are bringing up his age or are questioning just how much longer he's going to play?
I think he loves that kind of stuff, I don't know if he loves that kind of stuff, but I think it's the sort of thing that continues to give him, you know, motivational material when it comes to, you know, you can't play past 35. You're not going to be effective past 35. You're not going to be effective past 40. This is a guy who is still motivated by the fact that he was taken 199th overall back in the 2000 draft. So every single slight, either perceived or real, goes in the memory bank for Tom Brady. And while he may have kind of laughed it off today, you can bet that he is going to be remembering these sort of things down the road when it comes to him turning 41, 42, maybe 43. Who knows?
Has he taken the glove off?
Not yet. Not yet. It's the recovery glove is getting an awful lot of traction. I don't know if I've seen, you know, a football player get so much attention for a glove, at least over the last couple of weeks. But, you know, not as far as we know. Things could change, obviously, in practice, you know, later this week. But I don't think he has at this point.
All right, I'll put you under the gun here. Final thing, do you have a prediction for Sunday?
Yeah, I think that, look, New England is going to have enough on both sides of the ball. I think they're going to find a way to slow down that RPO that Philadelphia has done such a good job running. I do think that Philadelphia's going to push them a little bit, and I think it's going to be a competitive game. But look, you know what the bottom line is, man? Every time the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, it's a dramatic Super Bowl. They always give you a good show. I think it's going to be the same this time around, although I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as their last couple of outings. But I think ultimately New England's going to end up winning this thing. I'm going to say by about a touchdown or so.
And for continuing Patriots coverage, be sure to head to bostonsportsjournal.com. Follow Chris on Twitter at CPriceNFL. Chris, stay warm in Minneapolis. Enjoy the game on Sunday. And who knows, you might have to put that extra part in the back of your book. It's no longer the drive for five. It's the quest for six or something clever.
You know what? I like that. We're still taking suggestions, because nothing kind of rolls off the tongue quite like drive for five. You know, maybe we just kind of cross out five and put six on. Paperback. Who knows? We'll see. But just, yeah, it would be nice to have that kind of problem.
Just put an amendment and say this is the fix for six.
And you're fixing the ending.
You know, that's all you're doing. Take care, Chris.
Take care, Scott. We'll talk soon.
There he is, Christopher Price, BostonSportsJournal.com. Yeah, he's got the book out. After last year's Super Bowl, he released the book, Drive for Five. Well, if they win, it's going to be six now. You got to change it. So fix it. Fix for six. That's a good one.